Okay, so session five of Yevamos Daf Ches. What I want to do today is really not much new material. This is another few lines, fill the two dots. What I want to do is just to review what we've done, consolidate it, and see some Rashis for today. That's our objective. So let's just do a brief review of where we're holding. Background, this picture we've seen many times before. This picture was the conclusion just before Rava. The conclusion was, Asay doiche lois asay does not justify the need for Aleha. This whole cheshbon before Daf couldn't explain to us why we need the word Aleha, and therefore we needed to find other reasons why you might need Aleha. The Gemara went through a whole procedure to try and find ways to justify the requirement for Aleha, to tell you that you don't do Yibum in a situation of Achos Isha. The maskana of the Gemara was, either because of an ishtari, which means I might have thought that I could learn from standard Yibum, where you do Yibum, I might have thought that you could learn to Achos Isha and say that you should do Yibum as well over there using an ishtari combined with a binyan af or a hekesh. So for that we needed Aleha. And as I've said a couple of times already, the point over here is that we have found a successful conclusion. This is a successful resolution to the entire seven daf process, is that you do need the word Aleha for the erva herself to tell you don't do Yibum over here in a situation of Achos Isha. That was the resolution just before we came to Rava. Did someone want to ask a question at this point? No, everyone's happy. Fine. We then said, okay, what that means in practical terms was that the word Aleha means Yibum. And what it's saying is, even in a situation of Yibum, don't do Yibum if it's Achos Isha. Aleha means Yibum. I insert Yibum into the pasuk that says, don't marry your wife's sister. And that tells you, the Aleha is telling you, don't do Yibum over here. And the Litzror is telling you, don't do Yibum to the Koa. That is the whole picture before we came across Rava. And if we would have stopped the Gemara at that point, everything works well. And by the way, this Brisa reads very nicely according to this approach. The Brisa makes a lot of sense. Aleha, even in the midst of Yibum, one's wife's sister is still forbidden. How do I know the Koaf? Litzror. And everything is beautiful. How do I know the other 14 types of Arayas? Binyanav, everything makes a lot of sense. However, Rava came with this bombshell, and you can see I put the text in the bottom corner over here. Rava Omar, Rava says, Erva loy tzricha kra. The Erva herself doesn't need a pasuk. Da'ein aseh doicha loy sasei shiyosh boi kares. Because a positive cannot push aside a negative of kares. And therefore, I have no thoughts that you're going to do Yibum to your wife's sister. And therefore, says Rava, and by the way, I just want to point out, Tosfos says, Rava has to do this. Rava has to say, for some reason, I don't hold of the Hekesh, and I don't hold of the Ishtari, and that's not the reason why Aleha. The point that I'm making is that the words of Rava only deals with this. He says, Ein aseh doicha lois asay shiyosh boi kares, and therefore you don't need Aleha to block this. But the Tosfos points out, he's also not going to have to say, I don't need the Aleha to block these. But either way, Rava tells us, Ein aseh, the Ein aseh doicha lois asay shiyosh boi kares. But if you want to summarize the essence of Rava, Erva loy tzricha kra. The Erva does not need a pasuk. So what does Rava tell us? The pasuk, ki itzrich kra lemeisar tzora. What do we need this pasuk for? To tell you the koa. The Erva herself, the wife's sister, that is obvious because she's a kares, and a positive of Yibum can't push us out of kares. Where I need the pasuk is for the koav. Now, at this point, it's left a little bit vague. I know that the word litzror is for the koav. The Gemara hasn't explained why I need both of these words. And that's why I've actually just left this plain. I'm not sure what the aleha is doing at the moment. The Gemara is saying that the erva doesn't need a pasuk. The tzora needs a pasuk to tell you that she is forbidden. The Gemara will come back to this in a moment to fill in the missing detail over here. So why do I need the word Aleha? Because before we were using the Aleha for the Erva and the Litzror for the Koa. Now I'm telling you the Pasuk is only for the Koa. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that the Erva doesn't need a pasuk, but I've got a Rebbe. Rebbe has an alternate source for the concept of Erva and Sora. He says, V'lokach, ulekocha, v'yabe, and v'yibma. He makes two drushes, one from the extra hay in this word, and one from the extra hay in this word, and he says, this tells you, le'esot soros v'arayas. What do you see? He's got one drusha for the Erva, and one drusha for the Tzora. But if you're telling me that it's, an Erva doesn't need a pasuk, because Einat Zedoich Elot Asashiyach Bekores, so how do you understand a Rebbe? Now, by the way, excuse me, Rava could have said, I don't go like Rebbe. I'm going in the Chachamim, whoever they are, who made the drusha from this pasuk. Rava could have told you that I don't go like Rebbe. But we try. What's that? Rebbe doesn't use Aleo. We've got two 100% alternate psukim to teach the principles we're trying to learn. That means you could either learn it from here or learn it from here. Our Gemara next week is going to ask what they do with each other's psukim. What does Rebbe do with this? What does Rebbe do with this pasuk? And what do the Chachamim do with this pasuk? But if I ask you what is the source that you don't do Yibum in a situation of Erva, Rebbe will tell you from this pasuk, and the Chachamim will tell you from this pasuk. But the point we're bringing out is the fact that Rebbe felt the need to provide you with two separate sources must be that the Erva does need a pasuk. Answers the Gemara, no. The word the Yibma tells you only in a situation of Yibum, which means it's all Chadlameitzah Tzorah B'Mokha Mitzvah, the Chadlamishri Tzorah. One to permit the Tzara, Shaloi v'mokum mitzvah. That means, Ulekocha, take her and not someone else. Who's that? Don't take a co-wife of an Erva. The Yibma, and do Yibum to her and not someone else, i.e. only in a situation of Yibum, is the co-wife forbidden. That is how we're explaining Rebbe on behalf of Rava. That in fact you don't need a pasuk for the concept of the Erva. You only need a pasuk for the Koaf, one word to tell you she's forbidden, and the other word to tell you only in a situation of Yibum. Says the Gemara, what does this pasuk, what does the Aleo do in this pasuk according to Rava? I understand the Litzror is to tell you that the Koaf is forbidden, but why do I need the word Aleha? Surely it's to tell you the Erva herself, like we learned before. Answers the Gemara, no. It's the same thing exactly. The Litzra is telling you don't do Yibum to the Koaf, and the Aleha is telling you only in the situation of Yibum does that apply. But the Erva herself does not need a Pasuk. And what I want to show you over here is it comes out very similar. Whether you're using this Pasuk or you're using this Pasuk, both of them are already saying the same thing. The one word is telling you the Koaf is forbidden, and the other word is telling you only in the situation of Yibum. That's really the drushas, according to Rava, how he's going to learn it, the Chachamim's Pasuk or Rebbe's Pasuk. That's how Rava will explain things going forward. Fine. So everything is very beautiful at this point. We're now at the top of Ches Amud base, 8b, and we've clarified that according to Rava, the way this Pasuk is working is dramatically different to how we understood it before. Before we understood that Aleha was coming for the Erva herself. Now we said that the Aleha is coming to just modify the Litzror. Now this is very important. The Litzror is going to tell you that a co-wife is forbidden. If you would have just had the word Litzror, what would I say? I would have said that a co-wife of one's wife's sister is Asur always, which means if one's wife's sister went and married some stranger, Chaim Shmero, and he had a second wife, the fact that that second wife was together with your wife's sister in a marriage would make the co-wife usur if we only had the word litzror, because it's creating a new category of erva called the co-wife of an erva. What the aleha does is it introduces yibum into the picture, because remember aleha is a flag for yibum because of the gzeirah shavah. And therefore the Aleha tells you only in a situation of Yibum is there such a concept of a Tzora. That's what's coming out according to Rava. Only in a situation of Yibum is there such a concept of a Tzora. Now that's where we're pretty much up to. I want to read from here with Rashi going through step by step in the Gemara. So let's go together from the top of the page. I'm going to read today, please God. We want to read from here, this section over here, from Rami Bar Chama till the two dots with Rashi. That's our project for today. So let's read it inside, and I'm going to follow along with our diagrams. So Amalei Rami Bar Chama l'Rava. Rami Bar Chama says to Rava, Eimah, why don't we say Erva Gufe, the Erva herself, meaning one's wife's sister, Sheloi b'mokom mitzvah, when it's not a situation of mitzvah, tishtari. Now, what does it mean, Sheloi b'mokom mitzvah? I.e., when she was married to a stranger. One's wife's sister wasn't married to one's brother, but was married to a stranger. Tishtari, she should become permitted. Why? Let's take a look at that in our pictures. What we're saying is, Aleha tells, the word Aleha means only in a situation of Yibum. You're telling me that this restraint is being placed on the litzror, and it's cutting the litzror down to size. But maybe it's cutting the whole posuk down to size, and telling you that the whole posuk only applies in a situation of Yibum. And therefore what? If in a situation where it's not Yibum, one could marry one's wife's sister. That's what the Gemara is proposing. How do you know that this Aleha is only restraining the litzror, but is not restraining the Erva herself? So let's see that in the Gemara. Eima Erva, this is what I've got here in the slide. Eima Erva Gufei Shaloi B'mokom Mitzvah Tishtari. Maybe the Erva herself, when it's not a situation of mitzvah, should be permitted because you've got this restraining force of the word Aleha. Answers the Gemara, and this is now Rava defending himself. V'lav Kal V'chomeru. But isn't that a Kal V'chomer? If B'mokom Mitzvah Asira, if the Erva is forbidden in a situation of mitzvah, i.e. in a situation of Yibum, Shaloi B'mokom Mitzvah Sharia, could it possibly be permitted when it's not a situation of Yibum? Says Rava, that doesn't make sense. You're going to suggest that the Erva is only a problem in a situation of Yibum, but when there's no mitzvah, it becomes permitted? That would be crazy. That's counterintuitive. Why should it be worse when it's a situation of mitzvah than when it's not a situation of mitzvah? So it says the Gemara, isn't it a Kal V'chomer? Answers Rami Bar Chama, no. Rami Bar Chama says, Tzara Techia. Amar Lei, says Rami Bar Chama, Tzara Techia. That Tzara would prove it, the B'mokom Mitzvah Asira, in a situation of mitzvah, it is forbidden. B'shaloi B'mokom Mitzvah Sharia. And when it's not a situation of mitzvah, it is permitted. Now, if you actually bear with me a minute, I'll tell you what I actually want to do now, is I want to make a little picture over here. If you'll bear with me. So we have a situation over here of Yibum, and you have a situation of not non-Yibum. What does that mean? In a situation of Yibum, we have over here the Erva. That means one's wife's sister in this case. And we have over here the co-wife, Tzara. Now, our conclusion thus far is that the Erva is going to be forbidden in a situation of Yibum or in a situation not of Yibum, whereas the co-wife is going to be forbidden in a situation of Yibum, but it's going to be permitted in the situation of non-Yibum. That's our picture, and this, by the way, we know is in fact the halacha. Now, my question is, what is the sources for this? The reason for the erva in a situation, according to Rava now, what are we coming at? What's the reason of Rava? I'm going to put here, Ein Asay Doche. That's the reason why the erva in the situation of Yibum is not going to be, you're not going to be allowed to marry her. That's going to be an Isser. Now, in the situation with a co-wife, what is the reason for her being Osir over here is the word Litzroir. And what's the reason over here is the word Aleha. Now, we're saying that the word Aleha is telling you that the problem of Litzror is only in the situation of Yibum, but in non-Yibum, there is no problem of the co-wife. Our Gemara's question is, well, why don't you say over here also? Why don't you say over here also this concept of Aleha? Why don't you say Aleha over here as well, and say in a situation of non-Yibum that she is going to be permitted, that one's wife's sister would be permitted when it's non-Yibum? Says the Gemara, that's crazy. You want to tell me over here, give me 1 second, you want to tell me over here that one's wife's sister is permitted in a situation where it's non-Yibum, but that's illogical. Says the Gemara, but this was illogical also and you were comfortable with it. In the case of the co-wife, you were comfortable when it was illogical. So the Gemara's question is back to our original point, which is, why is it that the erva is going to be forbidden in a situation of non-yibum? How do you know that the word aleha is restraining the litzror and not restraining the entire pasuk?
But the erva, I mean, the erva could be one's daughter, and then why would we say it could be permissible?
The erva could be one's daughter, and okay, the answer to that is going to, we're going to have to deal with that at a later stage. I know you asked that before about why we're only focusing on the situation of one's wife's sister, but leave it for now. How this is all going to apply to the other 14 ervas, I'd like to put aside for a moment. It's a piece that we're going to have to reintroduce once we've got the whole sugya clear. So let's go back into our Gemara now. So where we're currently holding is, we want to know, you're telling me that the word aleha is telling you only in a situation of yibum. Well, I'll tell you then that one's wife's sister is only forbidden in a situation of yibum. And if you tell me that that's illogical, I'll tell you, well, it's illogical that the tzara has that particular characteristic. So it says the Gemara again. Amar lei tzara techiach. The co-wife will prove to you the b'makom mitzvah asira b'shalei b'makom mitzvah sharia, that in a situation of mitzvah it's forbidden and not in a situation of mitzvah it's permitted. Amar lei, so says Rava, alecha amar kro, for you the pasuk says, b'chayeha, in her lifetime. What does it mean in her lifetime? Kol shebechayeha, anything in her lifetime is going to be forbidden. What are we saying? Comes along Rava and he says, I have a word that includes the erva to say her entire life she's forbidden, even not in a situation of Yibam. That means, I've got the word Aleha that is telling you that Tzara is only a problem in a situation of Yibam, and I've got the word Bechayeha telling you that the Erva is a problem, even not in a situation of Yibam. Says the Gemara, Hai Bechayeha, that word Bechayeha, mi boi la limute lachar misa. I need that word Bechayeha to exclude a situation after death. What does that mean? The Gemara says, I use the word b'chayah to tell me that one's wife's sister is permitted after the death of one's wife. So it's not available to tell me that even in a situation of yibum, she is going to be, that she's going to be forbidden. So the Gemara is disturbed. Hai b'chayah mi boi l'limut l'achar misa. So the Gemara says, Hahi mi b'isha l'choyso nafko. That's learned from the pasuk that says a woman to her sister. Now the way that we're translating this pasuk, isha l'choyso, is we're saying, it's like, don't marry a woman together with her sister, which implies that they both are married to him at the same time. Says the Gemara, and I want to just show you that in the picture. So we're saying that's from Ve'isha Lachoiso. So we're saying Ve'isha Lachoiso tells you that it's permitted after her death, because you're not married to both of them, because the wife has died. And the word Bechayeha tells you that her entire life she's forbidden, even not in a situation of Yibam. Says the Gemara, if I only had the pasuk isha lachoiso while they're both alive, have I a niskar shushario? I might have thought that when you're not married to both of them, then the wife's sister is permitted, even if you just divorced the wife. Talmud lomer b'chayo. That's why I need the word b'chayo. Says the Gemara, the b'chayo is not available to tell me, even not in the situation of yibum, because I need the word b'chayo to tell me that it's forbidden after divorce. Says the Gemara, anything to while she's alive, even if she's divorced, you can't, in fact, marry the wife's sister. So at this point, we are stuck for Rava. Where does Rava know that the Aleha is restraining the Litzror and is not restraining the whole pasuk. Because at this point, the other two words, the other two phrases that you found available are being used for something else. The Bechayeho is telling you that after one's wife's death, sorry, the Ishel Achos is saying that after one's wife's death, one can marry her sister. And the Bechayeho is telling you that after one divorces one's wife, one can't marry her sister. Someone wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, is that within the context of Yibum? According to Rabbi Bar Chama, the Bechayeho and Ishel Achos, because he's much here Shilobim from Yibum.
Yeah, I hear your point. I mean, built into his question, he's saying the word Aleha should put the whole pasuk into the context of Yibum, and then the whole pasuk in the context of Yibum would have these drushes. Yeah, I think he's playing the devil's advocate, because I think in the end of the day, what he's saying to Rava is, I don't like your whole mahalach, and I would prefer to go back to our old mahalach, that Aleha is coming to be Oyser the Erva. But if you want to tell me that the Aleha is not coming to be Oyser the Erva, and is coming to limit the litzror, then why is it only limiting the litzror? Maybe it's limiting the whole pasuk. Okay? Says the Gemara like this, Elo Amar Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa Mishmei de Rava, Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa says in the name of Rava, Trei Kroi Ksivi, we have two phrases in the pasuk. Ksiv, it's written, Isha Ela Choyso Lo Tikach Litzror, that it mustn't marry a woman and her sister together. The Ksiv, and it's written, Legalo Tervoso, to reveal her nakedness. Now, the first pasuk, the first phrase, we just look at it in the picture, he's saying the first phrase is this one here, Isha el achoiso letikach litzror. This phrase refers to the erva, i.e. one's wife's sister, and it also refers to the tzara. You can see here, I put here, the erva and the co-wife are forbidden. That's what the first phrase is saying. Isha el achoiso letikach litzror, the erva and the co-wife are forbidden. And then the legalis ervasa is singular, and he's saying she, not the co-wife, is forbidden, because ervasa is singular. So what we've seen from this pasuk is you have to have a situation where there's two asur and there's one asur. So what am I going to say? When are they both asur? That's going to be in a situation of yibum. And when are they only one going to be asur? That's in a situation not of yibum. So that's how we're resolving the whole pasuk. The erva and the co-wife are forbidden. That's in a situation of Yibum. And the erva alone is forbidden. That's when it's not a situation of Yibum. Let's just look at that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa Mishmei de Rava, Trei Kroi Ksivi. There are two psukim written over here. Ksiv, it's written, Isha Lachoyso Letikach Litzror. Don't marry a woman, your wife's sister, and her co-wife. V'ksiv Legalos Evaso. The Chada Mashmah, that implies only one of them is forbidden. Ha-Ketzat, what is the resolution? The Mokom Mitzvah Shteim Asurot, in a situation of Mitzvah, both of them are Asur. Shalova Mokom Mitzvah, when it's not a situation of Mitzvah, he Asura, the Erva is forbidden, the Tzarasa Muteres, and the Koach is permitted. Now, I want to just show you one thing, if we do this again, and we go here, what we're really saying at this point is we are going to say like this. We're going to say that I have to have a situation where the erva is going to be asur in both situations, and the co-op is only going to be asur in the situation of yibum. Now, what we're really saying is there's a situation where they both asur, the situation of yibum, and that's the first phrase of the pasuk. So this phrase of the pasuk here, Isha Lachoyso Letikach Litzror, that's referring to situation of Yibum, they're both going to be Osir. And the situation where only one of them is going to be Osir, which is Ervasa, is going to be the case of non-Yibum, where the Erv is going to be Osir and the Kowak is going to be Mutar. Says the Gemara, the obvious question. The Gemara then asks as follows, Ipuch Ana. If it's just a question of two and one, that means in one situation both are asur, and in another situation one is asur, so I'll switch it around and I'll say, v'moko mitzvah, in a situation of mitzvah, he asur v'tzarasa muteres, she is asur, and the co-op is permitted, v'shiloi v'moko mitzvah shteim asuras, and when it's not a situation of yibum, they're both going to be asur. What's the Gemara proposing? Switch this around. Make it like this. Make this one the case of non-Yibum, they're both Asur. And the case of Yibum, the Erev is Asur, and the Tzara is going to be Mutar. What are we saying now? You're fulfilling your two and your one. Look, you've got two here. Two are Asur and one is Asur. So I've got that. Two are Asur in the situation of non-Yibum, and one is Asur in the situation of Yibum. Says the Gemara, a very simple answer. Give me 1 second. Im kain lo yomar aleha. If that's the case, don't say the word aleha, which means the word aleha is telling you, look, this word aleha is telling you that in the situation of Yibum it's a problem, but in the situation of non-Yibum it's going to be okay. So what that really means is that it has to be, aleha forces it to be that it's this way around. That the aleha tells you that in a situation of non-Yibum the co-op is permitted, and in situation of Yibum, she's going to be forbidden. So this is the picture in the end of the day. The Erva is going to be Asur in two situations. The Koaf is going to be Asur in one situation. How do I know which one is which? Because of the word Aleha. What does Aleha tell you? It's a problem in Yibum. The Tzara, the word Litzra, means a Koaf. How do I know where is that Koaf a problem? Oh, that's from the word Aleha, that in Yibum is a problem, which implies that outside of Yibum is not a problem. That's where we got up to yesterday in the Gemara. So, I just want to take a look at some Rashis on that. Okay, I hope that it's making it clearer to do all of these complexities and diagrams and things. Are there any questions at this point?
Yeah, Rabbi, can I just ask you just on the basic that table that you did?
Yeah. The erva herself, this case over here, the reason is Ein Ase Docha Lo Sase. She's Asur. It's obvious that she's Asur because, like Rava said, Ein Ase Docha Lo Sase Shiosh Boi Kores. It's got Kores. How can you possibly do Yibum to your wife's sister? There's Kores there. So this case over here is obvious that it's Asur. Now, in the situation of non-Yibum, by the way, it's even more obvious. In the situation of non-Yibum, it's for sure obvious because that's what the Pasuk's talking about. The Pasuk is saying, don't marry your wife's sister. I had a thought that maybe the Aleha was modifying this. Says the Gemara, no, in the Pasuk it implies that there is one of them is also both cases, and one of them is also only in one of those cases. So that is the Maskana of the Gemara. I'm not sure if I've answered your question, but the answer to that question would be, it's obvious because of the axiom of Ein Aseh Derech Elo Sasei Shiosh Boi Kores. Let's take a look at a couple of Rashis. The Rashi says as follows. Eima erva gufa shiloi v'mako mitzvah tishtiri. Let us suggest that the erva herself, when it's not a situation of mitzvah, should be permitted. Midichsiv aleha. Let the word aleha dekoi namia achus isha. The word aleha is going also on one's wife's sister. This is where Rashi's up to over here. If it's aleha, is telling you only in the situation of Yibum, maybe it's modifying the whole Pasuk. So we answer, Kol Shebechayeho, in her lifetime, Ishtecha, in the lifetime of your wife, Lo Tisa Sechoyso, you can't marry her sister, whether it's a situation of Yibum or not. Now the Gemara went backwards and forwards, and in the end it said, Trei Kroi Ksivi, there are two Psukim. Where is this in our pictures? This is over here. The Gemara says that there are two Psukim. The first phrase is Isha lachoyzeh letikach litzra, which implies both are forbidden, and ervasa, which implies that only one is forbidden. Rashi says trei kroi ksivi meikor ksiv. In the first phrase, it says litzra, the koaf as well. Demashma lohi velo tzarasa, not her or her koaf. Vahadar ksiv, and then afterwards it's written legalos ervasa, to reveal her naked, the singular. Demashma chadahu dasir, that only one of them is asur. So we say, v'moko mitzvah shteyem asuros, in a situation of Yibum, they're both asur, kidichsiv aleha, as the Pasuk says aleha, demashma v'moko aleha, which implies that in the situation of aleha, they're both asur. V'ipuch ana, why don't I switch it around and say, v'moko mitzvah hi asur v'tzarasa muteres? Why don't I say that in the situation of mitzvah, only the erva is asur? Da aleha, The word aleha, alagalos erva sasamech. Rashi says a very interesting thing. Rashi says the word aleha is next to the erva sa. You see, the erva sa says only one of them, i.e. only the erva is osur. And that is next to the word aleha. So I could say that the word aleha tells you only in the situation of yibum, the one is osur. Continues Rashi. Damashma chada le midrash hachi, to make the following drasha. In the situation of aleha, that's where only one is forbidden. The krod de lipsroir, and the pasuk that says that the koaf is forbidden, ashaloiva mokom mitzvah. You're talking about when it's not a situation of mitzvah. And the Gemara says, im kein lo yoimar aleha. If that's the case, just leave out the word aleha entirely. De beloy aleha nami, without the word aleha, ki koshulon kroi adadi. When I ask the contradiction in the psukim, because this phrase says both are osur, and this phrase says one is osur. If I was left to my own devices, mishaninu misvara hachi, I would have answered it from svara, heteira la mitzvah, that the situation where I'm more lenient is where there is a mitzvah, ve'isura sheloiva maka mitzvah, and when I'm more strict is when there's no mitzvah. Hilkach, therefore, aleha, the word aleha, lechidushe osa, is coming for a chidush. Le midrashe alitzror, to tell you that it's going to modify the litzror, the lemeisar tzora b'mokah mitzvah ke'erva, and it's to forbid the koach in a situation of mitzvah like the erva herself. Now, that was a very complex series of drushas, and Rashi just explained a little bit more about what the thinking was. Our thinking was, I've got a phrase that's got two, that says both are osur, and I've got a phrase that only one is osur. But I've got the word aleh, which means dafka in yibum, and that's next to the one. So maybe I should say that the one is osur in the situation of yibum, and the both are osur when it's not a situation of yibum. Says the Gemara, no, then I would have left out the word aleh. And if you would have left out the word aleh, what would I have had? I would have had a phrase saying both are osur, and a phrase saying one is osur. And using svara, I would say, what makes sense? It makes sense that they both osur when there's no mitzvah, and it makes sense that the one is osur when there is a mitzvah. And therefore the aleha comes to tell you this. So our maskana is this picture over here. In a situation of yibum, they are both osur. And in a situation of non-yibum, the erva is osur and the koa is going to be mutar. And Rav is telling you that the aleha is purely for the tzora, for the koa. The erva herself does not need the pasuk of aleha because ein asedoche lo sotzei shiyesh b'karis. I want to read another couple of lines just so we got to the two dots and we're done for the week. I'm going to go a little bit over time, just another 3 minutes or so. Says the Gemara, Amale Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana, and this is our last stage. Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, Mimai, how do we know the high aleha le isura? How do we know that the word aleha is coming to prohibit? Dilma le hetera. Maybe it's coming to permit. Look at Rashi. Mimai dahai oleo le isura. Atzora. How do we know that it's coming to talk about the tzora and say that it's forbidden in a situation of yibum? Veloi le erva, not for the erva. Dilma le mishri travayu v'mokom mitzvah asu. Maybe it's coming to tell you that they are both permitted in a situation of mitzvah. V'hachi mashma. And this is how you would read the pasuk. A woman and her sister, in other words, your wife's sister, don't marry litzror and her co-wife, lo hiva lo tzora, not her or her co-wife. And if it is in a situation of aleha, demoka mitzvah, that it's a situation of mitzvah, afilu b'chayeha, even in her lifetime, yiskayim, you should fulfill the mitzvah of yavama yavay aleha de yibum. Maybe you would then fulfill the mitzvah of yibum. Meaning that what we're suggesting is that the aleha is coming to be matir, both of them, in a situation of yibum. I want to read that again in the Gemara. Amale Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana.
Yeah, that was my question, Rabbi.
Similar to your question, Gary. Hold on for a second. Amale Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Mimai, how do I know? Zahai aleha le yisura. How do I know that it's coming to create a prohibition? Dilma le hetera. Maybe I could learn it in a more lenient way. In other words, learn it to produce a more lenient outcome. This is what the Torah is saying. Isha lachoisa letikach litzror. Don't take your wife's sister or her co-wife. Lohi, not the wife's sister, v'loitza rosa, and not the co-wife. Shaloi b'makom aleha. When it's not a situation of aleha. Aba b'makom aleha, but in a situation of aleha, i.e. in a situation of yibum, shtehem mutaros. They would both be permitted. Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Im kain, if that was the case, Legalois ervasa, the phrase to reveal her nakedness, lost the place. Legalois erva dechado hechi mishkachaslo. How are you going to get the singular of legalois erva singular? Ibamaka mitzvah, if it's a situation of yibum shtem mutaris, you've told me they're both permitted. Ishaloibamaka mitzvah shtem asuris. And if it's not a situation of yibum, then they are both permitted. I want to just maybe do it in our picture and explain what's going on over here.
Both prohibited.
They're both going to be prohibited. Let's just take a look at what the Gemara is suggesting over here. The Gemara is suggesting that in a situation of Yibum, maybe they are both permitted. Because of, this is how the Gemara is suggesting to do it. The Gemara is suggesting that in a situation of Yibum, they are both permitted, and that's because of Aleha. This is what the Gemara is suggesting. Give me a moment. The Gemara is suggesting Aleha tells you that they're both permitted in a situation of Yibum, and in a situation of non-Yibum, they are both going to be forbidden. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. Well, says the Gemara, then you haven't explained to me what do you do with the Ervasa. The Ervasa says that she is forbidden and not the Koah. Meaning, the Isha Lachoisa Letikach Litzro says they're both forbidden. And you want to tell me that's in a case when it's not Yibum. And you want to tell me that the word Aleha is telling me that in a situation of Yibum, there's a permission and they're both permitted. So then, what do you do with the Legalus Ervasa singular? So what the Gemara is really saying is that if you want to tell me this chart instead of this chart, you haven't explained to me what do I do with the Legalus Ervasa where she's singular. I mean, this chart over here doesn't tell me a case where the erva singular is forbidden and not the tsara. And therefore, the only resolution of all of the psukim is this picture over here. And it's an amazing drasha that we've done. All of these different derivations from the psukim come out. The only way to balance this whole thing out is with this picture over here. It means to reconcile everything that we've seen. The Bicha Yeha is to tell you that one's wife's sister is forbidden after a person divorces his wife. The Isha Lachoiso is to tell you that after the wife dies, one's allowed to marry the sister. The full phrase Isha Lachoiso Letikach Litzror tells me there's a situation that they're both forbidden. The Ervasa tells you that there's a situation where only the Erva is forbidden. The Aleha introduces Yibum, either for a leniency or a stringency. But it can only be being introduced as a stringency to tell you that in a situation where it's not Yibum, the Tzara is going to be permitted, it's coming to draw the picture for us like this. The word Aleha is going to tell us that the co-op is permitted in a situation of non-Yibum, but it's forbidden in a situation of Yibum. And this chart is not correct. We're disagreeing with this chart. The Aleha is not coming to say in the Yibum it's permitted, but rather to tell us that in Yibum it is forbidden. That's really the crucial thing. This word Aleha is not coming to tell us that in Yibum it is permitted, but rather that in Yibum it is forbidden, and it's telling us what the Litzror is referring to. Okay, very complex drasha, but I think if you hold this picture in your head, or if you use this picture in your Chazaras, you should be able to hopefully piece it all together. Shkoyach, we've basically finished the whole thing. What I want to just explain to you, the last piece of Gemara we need to do, which is going to take us to the bottom of this Amud and onto the next Amud, is going to do this. It's going to ask, what does Rebbe do with the Pasuk of the Rabbanon? And what does the Rabbanon do with the Pasuk of Rebbe? And that's going to be the rest of our discussion, and that will take us onto the facing page where it is the end of the whole story. I know I've said that a few times, but we will get to the end of it. And at the Andach Tes Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, is a completely new discussion which starts altogether. Okay, let's stop over here. Yeah. Yeah.
Would it be possible to put the today's slides on the group so we can print out for Shabbos?
Sure, I'm going to put it out soon. There's Rav Hashem.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Can I just ask one quick question?
Sure.
Are we saying now that there are three reasons for Aleah? One is the Ishri, the Hekesh, and now Rava's understanding.
Yeah, although we did say earlier on, Rava disagrees with those two. You see, when initially we had it like this, the Hekesh or the Ishtari, right? And the Aleah is coming to block them. Rava says, Erva loitzrich akra, which means he obviously doesn't hold of that. He doesn't hold you need the Aleah to block the Ishtari and the Hekesh, and therefore Rava is going to say that the Aleah is actually coming to limit the Litzra.
It comes out the same whether you go by Ishtari, whether you go by the Hekesh or by Rava.
Yes. There could be a very deep differences between them. I want to think about it. We need to work out on a mechanics level how the whole drushes work, is there a difference between them. But we need to give it some thought. There may be subtle differences in the mechanics, but in principle, you're right. Halakhically, it doesn't seem to be a difference.